Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Brandt is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He is a global businessman, but also a very evolved political operative and of the Democrat persuasion. He's a member of the Electoral College. You were one of the 538, right?
I was one of the 538, yes, sir.
And so did anybody try to get you to change your vote?
There were some emails and mailings.
Really?
Yeah, there were a lot of protesters. But think about it. I mean, it was wasted on us. The Illinois, where I was an Electoral College member, went all 20 votes for Hillary, and lopsidedly so.
Are you a super delegate?
No, I was a delegate-elect.
You have been, though, right?
Right, yes, but you're mixing things up.
Okay.
Every one of the electors, every one of the Electoral College is actually elected or as appointed as part of the electoral process.
Right.
There are no super delegates. That's only within the Democratic
Party. Within the Democrat side, right, exactly.
Right.
But okay, you're right. I didn't mean to conflate those, but I just thought, because I knew you had been one. All right, go ahead with what you were saying.
Well, the only thing I was saying is the only states where it would have mattered for Trump or for these protesters would be for people who were committed to Trump by their vote to switch to, you know, so-called faithless electors,
right,
to switch to somebody else. Wasn't doing a lot of people a lot of good to switch from Hillary, because to who, you know. So.
But interestingly, after all of the noise and all of the brain damage and all the stuff that went on, she lost more, had more defectors than he did.
Yeah, you know, the truth of the matter is that it was everybody. It's usually a fairly functional ministerial thing, and everybody wants 15 minutes of fame these days in our new celebrity environment. And so you had a bunch of people who basically ran their mouths. But by law, in most states, not in all states, but in most states, you're bound by law,
right,
to cast your electoral ballot, your ballot for the party that and for the person that won your state or your,
right,
or your
region. And as you said you would.
Yeah, and that's you took an oath. And so, I mean, I saw a lot of people pursuing, which is what bothers me about today's culture, and I think leads to the election of Trump to some extent. We live in a celebrity culture.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be on the Real Housewives of Atlanta or the Real Electoral College. You know,
right.
Everybody wants to,
well, let's,
to get
let's
the five
talk about,
of fame.
Let's talk about Ms. Clinton. Have we heard the last of her politically?
Yes.
Okay. And Bill, too, of course.
Well, let me qualify that. She's certainly not going to run for the President of the United States again. I would think she's not going to run for Senate. Will she be active on matters of policy? Will she speak out when it occurs to her to do so, as many of our elder states people have? Sure, I think she will, but she's not going to be active in the political
contest. What do you think about Hillary for somebody proposing her for Secretary General of the UN?
I think they ought to leave it alone for a while.
What do you think about somebody proposing Barack Obama for Secretary General of the UN?
Again, I think the United States.
That's one of my predictions.
Yeah, I think that the way the UN has sought to work is to get people from unaligned countries.
I realize that. In fact, there's actually a kind of a rule against it, I think.
There's no rule against it, but I would tell you that there was talk, seven, 8 years ago that Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Wanted to be the. I mean, it's just that spot.
Yeah.
It's not something.
So, all right, let's get back over to Hillary. What will President Obama pardon her?
For what?
will he indemnify her? Maybe
no,
I should say.
None of the above. She is not convictable. There is no crime there. This is, as I told you on your show endlessly, much was made out of this in the internet, but. The FBI found no evidence.
Well, you told us, but the electorate didn't seem to believe that.
Well, and the electorate didn't seem to believe a whole lot of things. I mean, I'm still listening to the tape from Access, you know, whatever it is, United on the bus with Billy Bush. It's amazing what the electorate ignored. But I think that, you know, I believe that Trump grabbed the voters by the pussy and got elected. That's all I can tell you,
yeah.
You know?
Well, so let's talk about some of the future possible investigations, like on the foundation. What do you think? Will there be anything in that?
No, I think the foundation, Bill Clinton, has decided to rejuvenate it, continue its mission. It does, as you know, a lot of good work around the country, and he has just announced a match program where the Clinton family themselves would provide a significant amount of new cash and contributions to the
I believe that the Trump Department of Justice will not pursue Hillary, but I think they will pursue the foundation investigation.
I believe it neither. And I will tell you that if we ever get to a situation in this country where we constantly investigate the previous presidential, the loser, we are no better than.
I don't think that's a good precedent at all. That's the reason why I said that I don't think they'll do her.
I think they'll follow
the money on the foundation.
There is no money to follow. I will give you. I'm involved in the foundation. Full disclosure. There is no money to follow. I will tell you that I do not expect any further investigations of the Clintons or their foundation or anybody else. It's over.
I've got less than a minute left. I've got to ask you about Chicago. That's where you live. That's your home. You're very well connected, involved in the politics of Illinois. What's happening to Chicago?
What's happening to Chicago is the same thing that was happening to Belfast when the troubles beset Northern Ireland. There's about a 40 square block area where there's a gang war going on. If you look at, and I'm not
700 murders in 2016.
The Chicago police were just talking about the fact that there are about 1,400, 2,000 gang members who, if they could just lock up, the mayhem would largely stop.
Why don't they lock them up?
Because I think there's a justice process and due process in the United States where you've got to catch them doing something
The lead law enforcement officer in Chicago said Black Lives Matter killed more blacks than they saved. What do you think about that?
I'm not sure he phrased it like that.
It was pretty close, though.
We got a gang war in Chicago on the south side. It largely is ineffective to the rest of the metropolitan area. The downtown is booming. But, yes, we need to do something about the fact that there are no employment opportunities for these
folks.
Quick
break. When we come back, we're going to talk about President-elect Trump.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.